Northeastern China is suffering its worst floods in 15 years. Heavy rain has left at least 100 people dead and homes and crops destroyed, Alistair Wanklin reports.
Soldiers heaving sandbags into place to strengthen a dike in Heilongjiang province, where some entire towns are submerged. In Liaoning province, more than 6,000 buildings have collapsed. Across northeastern China, the floods have affected almost 4 million people, official figures show. And on Monday, China's president demanded an all-out effort to save lives and livelihoods. Rescuers in small boats like this one have been trying to help people stranded on the upper floors of buildings, throwing them supplies such as bottled water. There's been unusually heavy rainfall, and the floods will likely damage China's harvest this year. The northeast is where much of the nation's corn is grown, and more than 750,000 hectares of farmland are estimated to be underwater. All this on top of losses last week in southern China when Typhoon Yutor made landfall, leaving at least 22 people dead there. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.